Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us each week for a live call-in segment where we will intuitively identify patterns, beliefs, or experiences that may be holding you back in some way, and through conscious repatterning, quickly and easily release them right here on the show. We're on Transformation Talk Radio every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, helping you to consciously create your best life. Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer, Mark. We're here to talk about conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, thought forms, patterns, and reoccurring experiences, and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, and so much more. This is a gentle, loving, and graceful process that doesn't actually require a lot of discussion. We're going to be demonstrating a little bit during the second half of the show when we open up the phone lines and take some live calls so that you can experience how fast, how easy, and how fun this process is. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some intuitive insight into or you would like some assistance with, get ready to call. And keep in mind, this process can be applied to any area of your life. What we usually do during the first portion of the show is demonstrate the process amongst the three of us for our listening audience, but we've been getting a lot of questions about what we're actually doing. So we'll do something a little bit different today and just talk a little bit about this process. What we are doing is changing limiting beliefs, subconscious patterns, emotional energy, and thought patterns on a cellular level. What Gwen and I are here for is to help you identify intuitively what those patterns or limiting beliefs are so that we can release them. And once we identify what it is that is contributing to certain patterns or experiences or even perceptions, we make a decision to release it at the core. And I'm helping by working with energetic attachments, identifying blocks or resistance, and helping to release those on an energetic level until what we have identified releases. At that time, I can verify. I use muscle testing, which is a very clear way for me to tap in and double check to make sure that we have covered all the bases and done everything that we need to for these beliefs or patterns or experiences to be released for you. And when we do this, it actually changes the way that we function, the way that we perceive things. It lightens our load, and it changes things. It changes the kinds of experiences we're attracting to ourselves. It changes the dynamics in our relationships, and it changes the way that we feel about them. And a lot of times this is instant, but in a very subtle and gentle way where you don't have to logically figure it out, and you don't have to process what we just did to incorporate the benefits.
So well, it's good that you don't have to, because every now and again, I mean, for the most part, I really understand the clearings we do. I mean, it's literally a no-brainer. But sometimes it's like my head just can't even wrap myself around the words that we're using around, you know, for clearing. I'm like, what are we clearing? I can't understand, you know.
Absolutely. That was a tough one for me to let go of, impulse to try to figure it out and make it make sense. And if it doesn't, then maybe I'm not getting it. Maybe I won't get the full impact of the clearing because, I missed a word there or something. My experience has just been, nope, that's not necessary. It still blows my mind. I remember when I asked you this, Deborah, when we were first starting, one of my first work I did with you was sitting in a circle in Sedona. And so we're sitting with, like, I don't know, 20 people or something in this circle. And everyone was sitting really quietly during the clearings, and I felt like, oh, I got to be quiet. You know, I'm just monkey see, monkey do, right? Whatever they're doing. So I would sit really quietly, and I just watch other people. And then I was thinking, At a later time, I was sort of moving around, and I was thinking, I'm going to get a sandwich in the middle of a clearing when I was doing the group clearing call thing. So I went to get some food. I'm thinking, uh-oh, I'm going to mess up my ability to get the clearing. So I checked in with you, and you're like, no, it's okay. You can do anything. Once you give your conscious consent, I believe is the phrase you used, then, you know, you can do anything, eat a sandwich, go to the bathroom, do whatever you want to do. Anything you do, it doesn't affect or mess with it. So I was asking, well, why does everybody, you know, sit so sort of attentively and quietly? And like, because they're feeling it, is what you said. Feeling it and allowing their intuition to sort of just play with what comes in at that time. And I was like, oh, so people are feeling this. And then you hear all the stories. I feel it in my head. I feel it in my hands. I feel a buzz. I feel warm. I feel tingly, all those different things. And I wasn't feeling it, so I was really kind of feeling left out and sort of bummed. Like, well, I want to feel something kind of, so, you know, and then maybe I would know something was happening. So I was struggling with that. And then, occasionally I do get feeling. I get the thing down my spine. I get the truth chills, as we discussed in a previous show. And, you know, things come up for me like that. But I'm still nothing like what I hear you describe, Gwen, or you, Deborah, about the feeling of the actual clearings going on. But I know from my own experience that it's not necessary to feel it before it is effective in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what I feel or how I perceive the clearings is completely different than how Gwen feels it. And this is really fascinating to me. Of course, Gwen, your intuition in general functions differently than mine does. Do you want to describe what the clearings feel like to you?
It's all over the place. Different parts of the body, different sensations. As soon as, like, we say the clearing sometimes, boom, I feel it. Other times, I don't necessarily feel anything. So it can really be a whole range of experiences, and it's just fascinating.
It's fascinating to me to hear what you're feeling because I don't perceive the clearings in that way. And a lot of the people that I work with do have the physical sensations, but it's very unique to each individual. It's very different. So I love exploring that, and it's amazing.
It is amazing how quickly the effect can take place on the body.
Not only can people feel the clearing itself in their body, a lot of times, there's lasting physical effect as a result of the clearing. I've had so many incredible testimonials come in on my website with a wide range of experiences. But what it really comes down to is what you allow, what you are ready to receive. And I've seen people shift dramatically overnight, while others take a few months to integrate before they see as dramatic of a shift. And this comes back to your beliefs about it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, we can always change and is something that we look at whenever doing a session so that we can release as many of those limiting beliefs that it has to be done in a certain way or you've got to sit in a meditative position with your eyes closed and certain fingers touching each other and
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
or repeat what we're clearing over and over every day for 30 days, twice a day, right before you go to sleep, right after you wake up in the morning. Like, all of this is limiting beliefs, really blocking us from incorporating all of the benefits in the easiest and the fastest and the most efficient way possible.
And Deborah, I know you are particularly a stickler for the most efficient way of anybody I've known. Whatever it is, we're always finding the simplest, most effective route possible.
Right. Everything that I come across to me is just an indicator of a belief system that I have. And then I start looking at what can I change about that belief system or about that pattern to make it easier. And this is what I do. It's the foundation of my work. So I have gotten really good at it over the years, doing it for thousands of hours.
But aren't there some things every now and again that are just the way they are?
Yeah, some of them are, and learning to differentiate between those is part of the trick as well. You know, I do muscle testing to validate what the truth is, and I ask questions that lead me to the truth, like, is this the highest truth? Is this divine truth? Does it have to be this way? And when I get no, then I start making changes. And sometimes I do get, it does have to be this way. So it comes back to that saying that, what is the saying? Like, change the things that are in your control to change and accept the things that aren't. Does anyone know
right.
that saying?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much like
oh,
that.
I
like that version.
yeah.
I think it's something like, It's nothing like give me the wisdom to change the things that I can change. And the
serenity.
The serenity
there you go.
Prayer.
Serenity, yeah. There's wisdom and serenity and maybe strength thrown in there somewhere as adjectives the difference.
Here it is. Right. Give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
That's it. Thank you. We've got to take a break right now, but when we come back, we are going to continue this discussion, and a little bit later in the show, we are going to take some live calls. So if you want to call, the number is 800-930-2819. My website is consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought, and action who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, talking about conscious repatterning. And today, instead of demonstrating during this segment, we're actually just going to talk a little bit more about it to answer some of those questions that we've been getting about what are we really doing. This is a process that has evolved over several years and thousands of sessions that I have done, and it's become easier and faster and more powerful as I continued to work on my own limiting beliefs about how it needs to be done. And I personally have never had the need to logically process what we're doing or to understand what we are doing or how this works. And I believe that for that reason, it has allowed me to move so much faster and to accomplish so much more with this work.
You know, that struck me, Deborah, on the first, in the first circle that I did with you, is that somebody said something that they wanted to clear, and you said, I really don't understand what that means, but I'm getting a yes. So, and I love that you just kind of stepped out of the way. You got validation that, yes, this was pertinent and applicable for that person to clear, and yet you had no idea what it was. So it really showed that, you know, you're not the one doing it. You're just facilitating it, if you will.
I feel like if I spend my time and energy trying to understand everything, for one, it may just drive me crazy, and two, I may not ever get to that understanding, but it may take me to the point where I get burned out because I can't understand it, and I just don't want to try anymore. So I feel like letting go of that need to understand has enabled me to move much faster and much deeper with the work, and it works. I'm going with it.
Yeah. Well, it is really kind of builds that trust and faith. I mean, it's like a conscious decision to just trust and have faith in the process and in the information coming through.
And that came, the trust and the faith really came from my Hawaiian experience, which I'm so grateful for that, because I didn't know what I was going to do when I moved to Hawaii. You know, I couldn't work, and I couldn't support myself, and I had no idea what my life was going to look like. I let go of trying to plan what it was going to look like or set the goals for my life, or I'm going to heal in this amount of time in this way. I just let all of it go and said, I give up. And I actually said those words in that first prayer that I said. I said, I give up. I can't do this by myself. And I truly did. I surrendered. I asked for help. I surrendered it. And then I gave up, and I followed the guidance that led me to each of the next steps. And when I look back at the journey, it was just miraculous, and what came out of it was miraculous. And I was always provided for in a very magical way. You know, I was always safe, and in a world where people kept telling me that I wasn't safe, it wasn't safe to be living in a tent, it wasn't safe to be in Hawaii when I didn't know anybody, everybody kept telling me what was wrong with what I was doing, and I didn't listen to any of it. I just kept listening to the guidance that I was receiving, and it worked that way. So that gave me the foundation of trust in going with this work. And now, you know, I believe that the more that I surrender and the less that I can try to control it, the better it's going to be, because that's what my experience has shown me.
So really, all of this is about choosing to trust. I know that for me, with my intuitive process, it was a choice. I'm going to choose to trust. And, you know, that it sounds exactly like what you're describing. You chose to surrender. You chose to trust. You chose to have faith.
And I'm really struck by the fact that you talked about, used the word like giving up and surrender. And those sound like passive terms, but then to watch you and to hear you talk about it, it was like an active giving up, an active surrender. And that it's just that you turned your attention to and your energy toward trusting and acting on guidance instead of other tools we normally use, like other people's opinion, being comfortable or popular or whatever it is. You just kind of washed all that away and said, I'm following guidance. And that just, wow, it just blows me away.
It was an active surrender, because I'm the one that had to take the steps. And I feel strongly that that's the most important part. When you receive the guidance, following it and taking the action steps that you're being guided to take, otherwise you don't get anywhere. But I also believe that once you take that first step, you're met with so much universal support, and it validates and feeds the guidance. So when you're given a piece of information and you act on it, it's kind of like the universe comes back and says, all right, she's listening, let's give her some more.
Mm-hmm. I got goosebumps. That's really neat. I'm getting excited for the possibilities of surrendering and trusting, but I'm also terrified. I think, what if I do it wrong? And then, you know, do I end up in a worse situation than I would be otherwise? How do you trust that? Or what does it look like to actively surrender and to trust in the patterns of the beliefs that underlie our hesitancies? And was that really guidance, or was that just my mind? Or, I mean, we're always trying to do the thing that is in our best interest. So we go to what? I go to my mind. I go to my logical mind. But the more I look at my logical mind, the more I go, my gosh, this is what I've been trusting?
Well, I think you could apply that to any area of your life, any way of being. What if I do it wrong? You can apply that to your logical process. You can apply that to your decision making, your need to control. You can apply it to your guidance. So that feels like something more than directed just to the guidance portion.
Mm.
And I know that it's something new, but this is what the gift in my experience was, is that I didn't feel like I had a choice. My body was completely broken. My brain was completely broken. I had brain damage. I couldn't function in society anymore. I had been experiencing the brain damage for over a year at this point. I had been hanging on by a thread for over a year already, and that thread broke. So I didn't really have a choice, which, again, was a huge gift in the experience, because it forced me into surrendering and into, I can't even say that I trusted, but it forced me into that path that led me to trust. And I don't know that I would be trusting to this extent if I hadn't gone there. So I try to be the example for people so that they can learn from my experience, and they don't have to go through everything that I went through to get there.
Yeah.
Right. Because I didn't have an experience like you did. I just really wanted it badly enough. But my process was a lot slower, and certainly a lot less deep than yours. So we're kind of on opposite ends of the spectrum in that regard.
Gwen, well, when you started trusting or opening, did you vacillate back and forth between kind of playing with it, but then going, okay, that's enough of that. I need to go back to what I know and have done for most of my life, and more like trusting your mind or whatever. What was your challenge? What was the thing you had to kind of come to terms with before you could release to being more open to following guidance?
For me, it was first and foremost, it was my just complete willingness, even though initially it was just for myself, you know, not sharing it with anybody, just writing it down meticulously and paying attention, and every day literally disciplining my mind to accept what I was receiving. Like, I would not allow myself to doubt it anymore.
Wow.
So I would take small steps and just really bring in guidance about me and me alone, and maybe small things in my life, certainly not the big things. So I would really pay attention. So I started with, you know, some pretty small building blocks. And actually, before too long, I got put in a job where I was asked to use my intuitive guidance. So basically, I would be on the phone with people and sharing things with them that would spontaneously come up, whether it was like a knot in their stomach or aspects of their life. And they would say, yes, yes, that's absolutely right. And, you know, I'd be jumping up and down inside going, yay, yes,
yeah.
it works.
That was very similar to my experience, Gwen, is when I started receiving intuition about people, I just had to trust enough to say it, and I started with my friends so that, you know, it wouldn't be that big of a deal if I wasn't correct. But I was getting very clear and detailed information about their childhood or their family situation, and I would just say it, and I didn't know what I was saying when I said it. I was like, okay, this is what just came to me. And I would say it kind of questioning, is that true? And then when they would tell me, that's exactly right. And then they want to hear more. And so I close my eyes and I receive a little bit more, and I say that. And it was just that process of doing that over and over again that taught me to trust the information that was coming through. So it really was a practice and learn situation.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because prior to the process that I just described, I literally spontaneously, with two different friends, just got a complete intuitive hit, like down to when you were six, this happened with your father, out of nowhere, two separate occasions. And I debated whether or not to actually share it with them, but it came through so strongly that I just felt compelled, and I was kind of curious. And sure enough, it was bingo. I mean, I realize now that my whole life I've been receiving intuitive information. I just wasn't really paying attention. But those two instances were so startling and exciting, and yet then they just went away until I actively participated and went after the, you know, opening up to the intuitive gifts. So I don't know if that was a way of my intuitive gifts kind of tapping me on the shoulder saying, hey.
Yep, that's exactly what I was just about to say, is it's your intuition showing you what's possible, and then you mm-hmm. have the opportunity to choose it. That has mm-hmm. happened to me too, where I have seen a complete movie in my head, and a few seconds after that, what I just saw in my head actually happened. Then I've had cases wow. where I heard things. There were times when I could smell something that wasn't there, but it was getting my attention so that I would recognize, you know, what it was trying to tell me. So I've experienced my intuition come in so many different forms, and then it's up to me to choose that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I just keep thinking of it. The other thing that the universe seems to be doing in both of your stories and in my very small amount of experience is just that once I begin to open to it and listen and turn my attention to what guidance is coming to me, it then finds ways to validate it. Almost like it's saying, yes, yes, that's it. Whether it's truth chills
right.
or somebody comes in my life or I see something and it's the second or third or fourth time that some topic has come up, it's amazing to me. And then I go, well, that just perpetuates it. It's just feels like all of a sudden the dance has started. It's like if I ask the universe to dance, then the universe says yes. And that's how it kicks me back information to know that we're dancing. It's just very exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Yeah, let's actually demonstrate in the next segment. We're going to take some live calls. So if you want to join us, give us a call. The number is 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Deborah Diane.
For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning today, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, clearing relationships, limiting beliefs, subconscious sabotaging patterns, really anything in your life that you're ready to let go of, you want to move through or beyond, or any area that you would like to see some shifting. So let's go to the phone lines now. We've got Rich calling in from Homer, Alaska. Rich, wow, are you really calling in from Alaska?
Yeah, Homer left the hallowed capital of the world.
Nice. So what can we help you with today, Rich?
I've been holding on to some negative feelings towards a particular person, and it's just not healthy.
Okay, let me see. That was a very small amount of information. Let me see what I get based on what you just gave me. Well, the first thing that I get that there's something having to do with your mother, and I don't feel like she's directly involved, but I do feel like there's some sort of energetic component there. Does that make any sense to you?
Not my mother, really. It's a mutual friend of, or I guess, no longer a friend, but a mutual acquaintance of me and my girlfriend. And, we just been through some traumatic events with this particular person. And my feeling towards him is, very negative these days, which might be rightfully so, but I'm just finding it. It's taking me to a negative space that I don't really particularly like going to.
I'm still getting that there's a connection with your mother, which sounds to me like it doesn't make much sense to you right now. But one thing that we need to keep in mind is that everything that you're creating in your experience comes from you. So even though this may feel like this doesn't have anything to do with you at the core, there is a connection. And that connection has something to do with your mother. If you explore that for just a moment, can you make a connection, maybe a relationship pattern?
Yeah, I totally can. I was raised by a, single mom, put up for adoption by a single mom. And, women, moms in particular, single moms in particular, have, mean a lot to me. They're some of my favorite people in the world. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so being that you haven't given us much in details, which is fine, we're still kind of going with a little bit of vagueness here, but I do feel like clearing relationship patterns that you've picked up with your mother would be beneficial in this, in resolving this in you, and I don't feel like it's going to change the situation, mm-hmm. because I do feel like you are less of a participant in the situation and more of an observer of it, but it's going to change the effect that it has on you. Does that make sense to you?
Yep. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking for. It's just I understand why I have these feelings, but I also know that it's not a place I want to go.
Okay.
Even though I'm not directly involved, it definitely, I'm affected by it.
So the relationship between you and your girlfriend feels pretty clear. Yeah, that feels pretty clear, but I also get that there's two other people involved. And I feel like you were alluding to one other person. Are you aware of who the other person is?
I mean, I could, you know, I could imagine it could be.
So you don't need to say a name. You can say a name if you want, but if you give me some sort of idea of who you're thinking of, I can verify and check to see if that's it, maybe an initial or something like that. Or if you feel comfortable saying the name, go ahead and say that. But let's identify this third person.
Well, there's me, what, my girlfriend, and the person involved in the scenario.
Still a little bit unclear, but I do feel like there's a female involved, and maybe you're not aware of another female. This is not your girlfriend, but there's another female involved. Let me just see if we need to get more information about her to clear with her. I get no. So let's clear with that other female. Clear between you and the other male involved. Clear between you and the situation. Show you how to find peace within yourself about it. Give you the highest definition, perspective, and understanding of what's really going on. And there's something else. There's a detachment component that would be good for you, kind of detaching a little bit, because I feel like it's affecting you in your heart more than it needs to be.
I agree. Yeah, wholeheartedly.
Okay. Let me see if this is complete. Yeah, that's all we need to do for now, and then we'll see if something else comes up, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to do a little bit of clearing, like I said, clearing all those relationships, and then whatever other patterns or belief systems, limiting beliefs that you have that are contributing to the drama in this situation, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. It's a pretty powerful clearing. Are you able to perceive what's going on right now, the clearing?
I feel it, yeah. Definitely lightning or enlightening, and definitely, yeah, it feels like, you know, my soul is less weight.
Yeah, it felt really heavy, like you were carrying a really heavy weight about, you know, whatever's going on in the situation. Actually, I get that there's a part of you that's blaming yourself. And that's not fully releasing yet. Can we release the blame?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you. Good. I'm getting that is lifting. And that feels like it was even heavier than the actual situation for you was the self-blame that you had.
That could be. It definitely, you know, as far as the other male involved, you know, there's a lot of blame there. I mean, he's still on that course where, you know, there is no responsibility and he is putting blame on everybody else. I might have internalized some of that.
Yeah, I get that you did. And there's still quite a bit clearing. There was a lot there for you to release. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes it's a lot to release energetically all at once. So I just kind of like to check in to see because people during the clearing, they can get kind of lightheaded.
Yeah, I feel it.
Mm-hmm. So just checking in. We're still going. Let me see if there's anything else. There is something else coming up. Let's just go ahead and clear between you and your father as well. And there's an uncle for you to clear with. I don't know if this has anything to do with the situation you called about. No, I get no, it doesn't. But that would benefit you as well. And this other clearing is quite large, and it's going to last for a little bit longer. So in the meantime, let's go ahead and clear those relationships as well. Do you know who the uncle is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay, good. Let's clear between you and those two as well. Thank you. Clearing a relationship is going to release anything that's kind of stuck in that relationship that's not serving you, resentment, blame, guilt. Tragedy is one of them that's coming in for you that is releasing. You know, it'll catalyze any kind of forgiveness, release grudges that need to be released, but then it's also going to open up true soul connection, bring more balance into the relationship, open up communication, the way you relate to each other, clear any projections, all kinds of stuff. So we simplify it by saying we're just going to clear that relationship, but you're going to notice pretty dramatic shift in each one of these relationships that we're clearing. And the relationship with your girlfriend just feels really clear and open and simple even. That feels good.
Yeah, I feel good in it.
Let's see, what else do you want to talk about? We're still clearing. There's quite a bit moving here for you. Do you have any other questions or comments?
Well, you mentioned my mom, and I definitely, I mean, both my mom, you know, my biological mom and my adoptive mom have been and are a very strong influence in my life. And, you know, I'm in my 40s now, and it's been about a decade now. I've been feeling a calling to try to find my biological mom. And it's, you know, getting to a point where I'm every year goes by, you know, I feel like there's a part of me that still is lost out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The feeling of lost. We cleared between you and your biological mom, by the way. Let's go ahead and clear between you and your adoptive mother. And then I do want to check in with the feeling of being lost. I'd like to shift that. Let me just check in to see if we can do that in this short amount of time. Okay, yes, we can. Okay, so first let's clear between you and your adoptive mom. The feeling lost originates from your biological connection with your father.
I can see that.
Okay, good. Do you want to share anything?
It's kind of short and tragic. Yeah.
Okay, there's some tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's clear with tragedy as well. So this is basically clearing your relationship with tragedy, cutting any cords that you have to that. Show you how to feel safe, show you how to feel at home, show you how to feel a sense of family, and a sense of relief is coming in for you intuitively. Like, I feel like when we do this clearing for you, your whole being is just going to let out a sigh of relief. So let's do all that, and then I'm going to check in to see if you are still feeling lost, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And when I say I'm going to check in with you feeling lost, it's not necessarily me asking you, do you still feel lost, although you will probably notice the shift as well. I'm muscle testing, and I'm checking in on a cellular level within your being. Is there any part of you that is feeling lost? And when I get a no, that's when I know that that's cleared. And I do get that it's clearing right now completely. There is that sigh of relief. Good. I get that that's clear. Did you feel a shift?
Absolutely.
Nice. Let me see if there's anything else we can do for Rich today. I get no. Thank you so much for calling in. Please give us a call back a little bit down the road and let us know how it's going, how things have shifted for you, okay?
All right, Deborah. Thank you very much. Thank you for your
time. Thank you. We've got to take a break right now. If you want to join us and do some conscious repatterning on the air with us today, the number to call is 800-930-2819, and my website is consciousrepatterning.com if you want to get a little bit more information about what we're doing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, changing limiting beliefs, perceptions, patterns, and shifting your experience dramatically in a very easy and very comfortable way. Let's go back to the phones now. We've got Amy calling in from Oakland, California. What can we help you today with, Amy?
Hi, Deborah Diane. I called into the radio show maybe like a few weeks ago, I think. Do you want to remind us what we worked on?
Yeah, we talked about since the middle of last year. So yeah, about the middle of last year, I've been struggling with bulimia, and our last session was really good for me. It connected a lot of like big things for me that I didn't realize were connected. That was really helpful, and I felt just really buoyant and like really much more well in my own body afterwards.
Well, I do remember when you called in, the first thing that I got was that we weren't going to be able to clear it completely, but it was going to give you a running start. I remember because that was a very powerful session. How's it going now? Has there been a shift in that?
Yeah, totally. It definitely gave me a running start. It's just like the practice of it that's hard. It's like anything that you've worked into your schedule, like it's hard for me to find other ways to relax. But it definitely helps me like see it for what it is in a lot of ways.
Well, I'm glad you called back. I'd love to do some more clearing around this unless there's something else that you wanted to do a little bit of work on today. But going to the next level with this and maybe helping you with stress and relaxation?
That'd be perfect.
Okay, good. Let me just check in. Okay, I don't think that we need any more information right now to do the first clearing. Let's ask that you be shown how to relieve stress in the highest and best way, show you how to live without stress, show you that it's possible, that you're worthy of it, and capable of it. Seems like there's a little bit more. There's some cords for you to disconnect from. It's actually a stress pattern from your mother. So let's cut those cords so that you're not picking up on her stress patterns. Does that make sense to you, that it's a stress pattern from your mother?
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense to me.
Okay. And then I feel like you'll be managing stress a lot better. So let's do all that first, and then I'll check in with the relaxation, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good. Yeah, I feel like you're going to be able to handle stress a lot better. I'm checking in with it, muscle testing, and I get that you are. Are you able to relax? No, that's a different story. Okay, so let's check in with relaxing. You just have the go all the time, be busy all the time kind of mentality that relaxing isn't fair to others. Those are the exact words coming in for you, that relaxing isn't fair.
Like I shouldn't ever allow myself to relax, or like I resent other people who relax.
You've got both, actually.
Well, I just like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of it, well, I'm not sure. I definitely haven't been relaxing lately, and like never really. I notice that I'm like tense up until the moment I fall asleep.
Yeah, because you don't know how to relax, but it feels like it's something. It's like a genetic pattern, different than what we just did with the stress patterns that your mother had, more like it's encoded into your genetics to not be able to slow down and to relax. So let's ask that that be corrected so that you can. Does that make you nervous?
Yeah, no, that would be awesome.
Well, I do get that it makes you nervous, actually.
I don't know. I'm just, like, really afraid of, like, I feel like a lot of it is fueled by this fear in me that at any moment I could slip up, and, like, if I stopped going for a second, I would just, like, fall into never doing anything and, like, be very lethargic, and so that really scares me. So I feel like in a lot of ways my nervousness has, like, I felt like it was keeping me in the right place somehow.
Yeah, let's ask that you know how to motivate yourself in the highest and best way and bring balance into your activity and relaxation patterns. That feels good.
Yeah, that definitely feels good.
Okay, all right, thank you. Yeah, I feel like the nervousness cleared right when I said that. Did you feel that lift?
Yeah, my body feels really weird right now and staticky. Not in a bad way, just like in a really intense way.
I don't know how to respond to that.
No, it's a good thing.
Weird and staticky. That would be the first time that I got feedback like that ever.
No,
know. I'm just, like, always, like, really, I don't know, amazed that I can feel such a physical response from just talking over the phone with someone, you know. It's awesome.
I've actually heard that the feedback from people that have experienced both in-person and phone sessions, that they can actually feel it more when they're on the phone, which is interesting.
Wow. That is. Mm-hmm.
I think maybe because we're not sitting with each other and you're not getting distracted by my energy because you're kind of in your own space.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's how I was imagining it. I don't know, it takes away the pressure of someone, like, looking at you for a response, sort of, you know.
That's how I feel about it. I'd much rather do phone sessions where people can't see me, is that they relieve the pressure me being looked at. Yeah, let's do a clearing on that for both of us.
All right, sweet.
Okay, thank you. That's actually a really big one. It feels like this is bigger than the other two clearings that we just did for you. The stress and discomfort of people watching you.
Oh, yeah, that's like a huge thing for me. Yeah, I don't know why. But yeah, it's actually like I went to college really far away because I needed to get away from all the people who I really liked, but whose approval, like, for some reason I really felt like I needed. And I can know that people approve of me and know that they care about me and still be really afraid of being under their gaze for some reason.
Wow. Okay, so let me just check in with you. Is Amy relieving stress in the highest and best way? Yes. Is she able to relax? Yes. And is her activity and relaxation balanced in the highest and best way for her? Yeah. You said something earlier also about the way that you see yourself, that your mother was judging you. Let me check in and see if we can do some clearing on that. Yes, I get we can. I just want to ask that you see yourself through love. Can we do that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Good. Thank you. Good. I get that cleared. When I check to see if you see yourself through your mother's eyes, which was testing positive before, that's testing negative now on my muscle testing. So your perception of yourself.
That's huge for me.
Yeah, your perception of yourself is going to shift quite dramatically because of this. And I feel like I just checked in with the bulimia. I don't feel like we're quite there yet, but I feel like if we do one more session after you've integrated what we just did, that you'll be able to free yourself from bulimia. So
that would be such a good thing.
Yeah. Let's see how long before we do some more work. I feel like if you let what we just did integrate for about a month, you'll be ready for some more clearing.
Okay. That sounds perfect.
Okay. Good. And actually, this one did require layers. Not all the clearings require things to be cleared in stages or in layers, but this one actually did. So even if you had done a private session, which we accomplished a whole lot more in a private session, we still would not have been able to completely clear it in one session. It still would have taken three, actually, I get. So I'm glad you ended up doing it this way.
Okay, me too.
Well, good. Let me see if there's anything else that we can do for you today. No, but I feel like you could use an integration. Because I think we went really deep as well today. I just think that it's going to expedite the changes, but also make them a little bit more comfortable for you if we do an integration. So let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Speaking of comfort, what was the comfort level of the last integration period, last few weeks?
I sort of was able to, like, they were very stark and very obvious the day that it happened. But I feel like from there, I sort of eased into them really well.
Did you say stark or dark?
I said stark, but then I, like, wasn't sure if I used that correctly. But they were very, like recognizable to me the first day. And then from there, I sort of just, like, didn't really feel myself changing, but would think, like, about the way I used to feel for a second and realize that I didn't feel that way anymore, if that makes sense. And
I felt like I was better able to protect myself from my mom. I haven't been speaking to her very much, but in situations where I have spoken to her since then, it felt like I was able to put more distance between she and I. And I, like, keep saying it because it was, like, a really huge thing for me because it was so physical and so palpable how much lighter I felt in my body. It was almost as if, like, a lot of the patterns that we cleared last time were taking a really, like, physical toll on me.
Yeah, I get that they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Beautiful. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for helping me.
Yeah, give us a call back in about another month and we'll do some more.
All right. That sounds awesome.
Well, have a great evening.
You too. Bye, Deborah Diane.
Bye. So we'll be here again next week, Monday, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern. Join us then for some more conscious repatterning and another live call-in segment. If you missed any part of the show today and you'd like to hear it, you can find the archives on my website, consciousrepatterning.com, where you can also connect in with one of our live group clearing calls. We do these every Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock Pacific. That's 8 o'clock Eastern. A full hour of really powerful clearing for everybody on the call. Until next week, remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you then.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.